Fresh at 5 catch up.
Please welcome Emma Sadler to Fresh at 5. Emma, hi.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are good, Emma. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. Feeling that it's almost time for December.
Jeez, I've been waiting for 11 months. It's about damn time too. So we got an email, Emma, from Rooney. Rooney's saying, I wanted to check with you. There's a story of a couple who spent 1,300 Rand at a restaurant in Cape Town. They dined and they dashed. And then the owner put a video on Facebook, which has, I think, 380,000 likes and counting. My question is, are you allowed to name and shame in this manner? And yes, they did go back and pay the amount, though.
Yeah. Well, I was grateful to Rooney for this message because this had actually passed me by. So when he sent it yesterday, I did quite a lot of research, and what happened was that there was a couple who went to the Fat Cactus restaurant in Cape Town.
Yes.
And racked up a bill of over 1,300 Rand.
Yes.
They sat there for over 6 hours, they were having a jolly old time, and then they left without paying the bill. They sort of dined and dashed. And unfortunately for them, the restaurant involved had CCTV cameras. So one of the owners, a woman called Celeste Parry, one of the owners of the Fat Cactus, took that CCTV footage, put it onto her personal Facebook page, basically saying, you know, does anybody know who these people are? It's not about the money. It's just that people can't get away with this kind of stuff.
Sure.
And by the time I got to grips with the story yesterday, the footage had been seen over 500,000 times, which really does just show you the power of social media. And the woman involved came forward. She went back to the restaurant yesterday. She paid her bill. She apologized. And the owner of the restaurant is actually put on Facebook yesterday. She said, I feel that the social media mob was worse than standing in front of a magistrate, and that the embarrassment of this has been astronomical.
Yeah.
And I think that it does show you, you know, I always get concerned, and we've spoken about this before, Fresh, about people taking the law into their own hands.
Mm.
But it does show you how effective it is. You know, this isn't going to lay charges at the Weinberg Magistrates Court months and months of delays. This is very quick, sharp action. Yep. And I think that it's very important. But, you know, for me, the legal question is, are we allowed to use the CCTV footage?
In fact, Devon says, surely if you rob me, I'm not naming and shaming. It's a wanted poster now.
Yeah, well, I suppose it is very much like a wanted poster. So I think what's very important is that where the footage itself clearly shows that some crime has been committed, then I'm happy for people to use that content. I'm worried about where somebody takes a photograph and uses it in isolation. So there's a photograph of the woman, and an owner of a restaurant puts it up and says, this woman dined at my restaurant and didn't pay her 5,000 Rand bill. That concerns me because it might just be somebody with a vendetta against that person.
Okay, so if there's no context, don't do it.
So where there's actually proof within the footage, and the footage is genuine, it's authentic, but there's no question as to its veracity, then I'm happy for people to name and shame, because then we've got truth on our side. Do you know what I mean? We've got truth in public interest. So I think that it can be very effective. I don't think that the rule should be we should never name and shame. I think that if we are going to name and shame, we've got to be absolutely certain about our facts and make sure we're not just jumping on the bandwagon, because as we saw yesterday, this was said over 30,000 times very quickly. You know, if it was just, you know, an ex-boyfriend who was very upset with his girlfriend who he found out was cheating on her, and then put a photograph up and said, this woman's done something terrible, and then everyone jumps on the bandwagon and shares it, that is what concerns me, because that's when the digital vigilante mob can be incredibly dangerous.
Mm.
In this case, I think it was incredibly helpful. But as I say, make sure that by jumping on the bandwagon, you know that what you're doing is defensible.
Okay, so you know for a fact that a crime was committed, therefore I am a part of this digital mob, as you call it. Because yes, she went back and paid, but probably because she was out there already.
I heard an interview with the restaurant owner yesterday who said she's absolutely certain that if the CCTV footage hadn't been released, they would never have seen the person again.
Exactly.
So I think that that's a very important thing to know. So basically, provided you're 100% sure of your facts, and you know that the content in itself shows that person has committed a crime, then I'm happy to name and shame.
Okay, so to use another example, so if Sibs is driving crap and I just take a snap of her number plate and I post it on social media, there's no context, therefore I shouldn't do that. But if I've dash cam footage that shows her driving crap, that I can use.
Absolutely. So you know what I was thinking of? Remember there was those horrible Cape Town fires a few years ago.
Yes.
And somebody, I remember, put a photograph of a woman driving a car. That was, it was clearly, you could see her face clearly, you could see her number plate in a separate footage, in a separate picture. And the person had said, I've just seen this person throw their cigarette out the car. This person should be, you know, held responsible for murder because somebody had just been killed in those fires in Cape Town.
Yes.
You know, there, it's very different if you'd actually had footage of her throwing her cigarette out the window.
Mm.
Because then it's just a sort of a baseless allegation. It's my word against yours. But as I say, where the content shows with sort of incontrovertible proof that a crime has been committed, then I say name and shame.
All right. Otherwise, be cautious.
Yeah, and I think we have to know that we're living in a Big Brother world, and that you know most restaurants have CCTV footage, and CCTV footage itself can be a little bit complicated from a legal point of view. But certainly, as soon as you enter private premises, and there's a sign up saying this location is monitored by CCTV footage, then there is consent by you carrying on being at that restaurant, because you've seen the sign that you know that you're going to be videoed. It starts getting a bit more complicated where you've got CCTV footage out of your house onto the street or in an apartment block and it shows somebody else's house as well. That can be a little bit more complicated from a privacy point of view, but certainly in private establishments I would say presume that there's CCTV footage because it's become so common.
Emma Sadler, thank you very much. Chat in a week.
Have an awesome one.
You can find her on Twitter, Emma Sadler, Emma S-A-D-L-E-I-R. More at 5fm.co.za.